Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Labriola. This is Tunch Ilkin of the Steelers Radio Network, and you are watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. The motto of our show is,
The eye in the sky does not lie.
I'll tell you what, Tunch, usually we use this show as a way to show fans how the game was won or lost, but with eight turnovers, there's not a whole lot you can diagram running backs fumbling the football. So we picked a little potpourri of plays here that we thought are interesting. Take us up to how we got to that final outcome. First play we're going to show you, big play for the Steelers, the first third down situation of the game, third and seven from the Browns' 49-yard line.
You know, Lebs, as you watch this, you're going to see the Steeler defense. We're going to just take an end zone look at this, and we're going to look through the eyes of Brandon Whedon, their quarterback. One of the things as you watch this play, you're going to notice that the Steelers are in man coverage, and right here, Labs, Larry Foote is in man coverage on Ben Watson, the tight end. He's going to go out. He's going to run with him. Notice right here, Lawrence Timms, he walks up into the line of scrimmage, but really he is a decoy. He is going to bail out, and what he is he's in a hug-up on Trent Richardson. But one of the things that you learn about Brandon Whedon is that he only looks at half of the field, and as a rookie quarterback, what he doesn't do is he doesn't look off coverages. He lets you know exactly where he's going, and he's got the arm strength to get it there, even though you may know where he's going. Now, one of the things you're going to notice is he is going to be looking for Greg Little on the shallow cross, who's going to come on that shallow cross right through here, and Lawrence is going to drop back and help Ike Taylor, who's going to be in trail. As we go ahead and run that play, watch the way this thing unfolds. It's a snap of the ball. Right now, here goes, he sees Trent Richardson going out on the outside blocker, so here is Lawrence Timmons. He stops. This is Ike Taylor, who's in man coverage. You got Keenan Lewis over here, but the key is going to be Brett Kiesel, because Kiesel is going to tip that ball. But just the two things make this play: the fact that Kiesel tips the ball and the freelancing of Lawrence Timmons, who does a great job of seeing. See, right now, Lawrence Timmons sees that Whedon is going that way, and that's why he's in hot pursuit. The ball right there is going to be tipped, and now it's up in the air. And with the speed that Lawrence Timmons has, he's off to the races. Even Greg Little is not going to catch him from behind.
That play we just looked at gave the Steelers a 7-0 lead early in the game. Sean Sweezum kicks off, touchback, first and 10 for the Browns at their own 20-yard line, only 11 seconds after Lawrence Timmons crossed the goal line into the end zone.
You know, Lev, when you're looking at these first two stands defensively, you're thinking, wow, this is going to be an avalanche on top of the heads of the Cleveland Browns. Here's what happens. You look at the offensive way, or the defensive way it is. Casey Hampton standing up, Ziggy Hood standing up, and here is Brett Kiesel, and here is James Harrison, and there's an outside rusher over here as well. And this is what's going to happen. Brandon Wheaton's going to come up here, and he's going to keep the tight end, and he's going to call for what they call a wall left. Everyone is going to wall left. The key to this is going to be the fact that Brett Kiesel is going to get up the field in a hurry and get penetration on Greco, the left guard. James Harrison's going to take one step upfield, and then he is going to loop to the inside, and because of the penetration that Kiesel gets, he is going to be picked, and we're going to go ahead and watch it right now, because it is the twist, it is the pick that usually stops these things. Right at this point, everybody's out, but because look at how much penetration Brett Kiesel got right here. As we let this play run, right now, that is what you want. Brett Kiesel, who ends up taking two, there is nothing for either one of these offensive linemen to do except hold on for dear life, and here comes James Harrison for the sack, and you love that. That's giving up your body for your buddy.
We're now in the second quarter. The Browns have cut into that Steelers lead with a Phil Dawson field goal, and it is a third and five at the Steelers' 5-yard line. The Steelers' defense, as of this series that we're watching right now, had not allowed a touchdown in its previous 28 possessions. This was the 29th.
You know, we've been talking, Labs, about rub routes all season long. We're going to watch. The Steelers are in man coverage. Here is Jordan Cameron. He's the tight end. He's in the slot. Here's Joshua Cribbs. Keenan Lewis is in man coverage up against him. Will Allen is going to be the safety. He's going to be man coverage on the tight end, Jordan Cameron. And you're going to watch Larry Flynn, who's going to play over the top. So they're bracketing the tight end because Whedon loves to go to his tight ends down in the red zone. And at the snap of the ball, you're going to watch Jordan Cameron just delay and go out to the flat. You're going to see Joshua Cribbs come in. When Keenan jams Joshua, he's going to pick Will Allen just a little bit, just enough to free Jordan. So at the snap of the ball, watch the pick here. It is done very subtly. At this point right there, see by Joshua Cribbs coming on that inside on that post. Look how Will Allen is picked here. That's all you need to get Jordan Cameron in the flat. Here is Larry Foote. He's over the top. There's no way he's going to be able to make that play, and there's no way Will Allen's going to be able to fight through the pick, and that's six. That is a well-executed, hey, let's call it what it is, pick play.
That last play, Tunch, as you described it, was a well-executed pick play, pass play for a touchdown. Here is a well-blocked running play for the final score of the game.
You know, Labs, this is just the old 35 counter trap. And what you're going to see on the onside is Joe Thomas and Greco are going to double team Brett Kiesel. And then the chip guy, which is Joe Thomas, he is going to come over here and block Larry Foote when Larry Foote flows over the top. Mack is going to block back on Casey Hampton. LeBeau is going to pull, and he is going to kick out James Harrison. Alex Smith is going to be the trail guy, and he's going to lead up, and he's going to end up blocking Lawrence Timmons, who's going to get caught over here. Watch Trent Richardson. He's going to take a jab step here, and then he's going to follow Alex Smith up the middle. We'll take a look at it in slow motion as the play is being snapped right there. Right now, actually, Brett Kiesel plays this well. He piles up by diving at the feet of Greco. So Joe Thomas makes a great adjustment here and coming in and blocking Larry Foote. Here comes LeBeau on James Harrison. And as the play continues, that is a nice hole. Right now, the only guy in that hole is Ryan Clark. And he's got to come up in here. The fact that Lawrence Timmons played over the top makes an alleyway. There is an alleyway right here. And Ryan Clark, as great as a season as he's had, as good as he is in run blocking, this is a very tough call for him. And he just misses Trent Richardson, who is a heck of a running back. He cuts right up, and Ryan Clark overplays it, and that's six.
Well, Tunch, so the Steelers lose to the Browns for only the second time in the last 18 meetings, and they lose to the Browns by committing 8 turnovers, the most by any NFL team since 2001. Wow. That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here next Monday exclusively on Steelers.com.